This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:48 in the evening with Lynn, Kelvin and Ayman. Now, we're taking a look at the progress in redeveloping Kampung Bahru. And just as sort of, we're just going to take you through all the different players involved, right? So the company that's facilitating the plan is KBDC, or the Kampung Bahru Development Corp. And it is still facing challenges when it comes to executing this plan. And of course, it's related to things like ownership, land titles, price valuations.
So we covered this back in April when Federal Territories Minister Khalid Samad revealed the government's plan to buy out all the landowners in the enclave. It will cost the government between 6 billion ringgit to 10 billion ringgit. Now, KBDC CEO Zulkarnain Hassan spoke to the Malaysian Reserve recently about the task. The company's board is deciding to run another survey, this one more fine-tuned to allow for the silent majority, so-called silent majority, to express their own views. The one they conducted last December, most of the feedback they received from over 1,100 participants were negative.
So this new survey will ask some major questions. For example, how do residents feel about non-Malay buyers owning properties in Kampung Bahru? And it will also gauge how residents would feel if the government opted for land acquisition. And this is a move that KBDC and the government would consider going for if there were prolonged ownership fights and contentious development agreements. Going down this route would pass the burden of proof towards the landowners to show that they have the rights of the property.
So that, I mean, all the things that you've just said, Ayman, there are so many complicated things in there, right? This idea of who does the land even belong to in the first place, as well as this idea of preserving Kampung Bahru as, you know, a really truly Malay enclave in the middle of a rapidly developing city. I think it's a bit optimistic to assume that the survey is going to show anything different, I mean, in terms of sentiment.
How many more surveys do the residents in Kampung Bahru have to take? The plan has been in place since 2015. It's probably for them just survey after survey after survey.
I mean, it certainly feels like that. So in light of these new statements that have been coming out, talking about things like forced acquisition, talking about things like, oh, hopefully the residents will finally agree, we thought we'd best speak to the residents themselves to find out how all this is happening, how they're feeling. So on the line with us is Shamsuri Suradi, Honourable Secretary of the Malay Agricultural Settlement Administration Board. Haji Shamsuri, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Welcome.
So what are your thoughts on this new statement about the government preserving Malay ownership in Kampung Bahru? Is there anything new to this, or, you know, is it sort of more of the same for you?
This is what I call it, a wake-up call to the landowner of Kampung Bahru, because totally different from previous government, previous proposal. Well, we must understand, since the formation of Federal Territory in 1974, till 2012, many efforts been done by the government. But the problem, in fact, whatever proposal, there must be a vehicle. That's the reason in 2012, government agreed to form the vehicle, I mean the body, what they call it, Kampung Bahru Development Corporation. But unfortunately, after 6 years, still there's no progress. Basically, to my experience, Kampung Bahru is not Putrajaya or Iskandar Shah, whereby empty land. But they must understand, whatever survey, whatever, and they have to go to the bottom of the issue. After since formation of Kampung Bahru 1900, about 119 years. So definitely a small lot of land, less than 1 acre, owned by too many people. Yeah? Let's say, for instance, from great-grandfather goes until third or fourth generation. These are the things whatever KBDC or land office or MAS should be handle this priority, give the priority. Who's the land owner? That's it.
So this plan to redevelop Kampung Bahru has been around for quite some time now, and it does seem that the government is actually going to start executing it. What's the sentiment of the residents in Kampung Bahru with regards to the plan?
Basically, the plan is good to me personally, yeah, because this is not for us. For our generation, because this cannot be happened within 5 or 10 years. This must be at least 20 years, because the land is going to develop. There's two areas, one under MAS jurisdiction, the other one is Kampung Bahru itself. So about nearly 300 acres of land going to develop. Sentiment when talking about Kampung Bahru, definitely there's a history, there's something, but fourth, the third generation definitely they want development taking place. But the methodology, these are things sometimes when the, what we call it, mentioned about, well, we reserve about $10 billion to redevelop Kambarua. The question is how, why, when. These are the things people still looking for the answer.
So Zulkarnain Hassan, the CEO of Kampung Baru Development Corp, said that there is a silent majority that might react more positively to the redevelopment plan. Do you think there is a silent majority?
There is, I can say. Because why? After 100 over years, definitely some of the land been bought over by individuals. These are the call it silent majority. They want development taking place. Majority of them, as I mentioned earlier just now, small lot of land owned by at least 70, 80, maybe 100. So these are the problem arise when the issue must be addressed. How to going to execute? Because previous KBDC plan, they want to develop stages, for instance, from one kampung to another kampung. So the question is, it's totally different by Khalid. They say they want to totally development of Kampung Baru by land acquisition. That's another story. Again, here, what we can see here, there must be explanation to landowner or to individual landowner. There is two group of people. Some of them just want to sell. Some they want to develop. These are things you have to consider. By government should be considered about that.
And, you know, you mentioned land acquisition, and the government has said that this would be a final and ultimate solution if there were things like prolonged ownership issues, contentious development agreements. How do you feel about the actual statement that this might really be or end up being an option?
Land acquisition is a last resort. But as from beginning, I mentioned, they should clear up their matters, the land ownership. Because right now, everybody wants to say, I want to take part in their government plan to rebuild government. But in terms of the title, the name still under grandfather, your father, that kind of thing. I mean, these are things you should focus on that. Beside that, there is about 35 land without the title. They're still under our jurisdiction, under master jurisdiction. These are things we try to address the issue to the court. To what we call it, as well PM, pertaining how the best method to develop Kampung Baru. Because, in fact, from my experience, they do research, but it's not really thorough. They're not meeting up what are called the landowner, that kind of thing. This, I think, because a survey been done less than a month. So how do you get the right answer? Because basically, I understand coming November or September, they're going to meet up the landowner again. I think the best. So whatever, Khalid or PM, to address the issue, the methodology, then at least people understand what the government plan to do.
What do you think would make it worth it for the minority there to agree to the government's deal?
Well, definitely whatever proposal, there must be pro and con. This, I think, we have to look positively, as I mentioned. Because after 45 years, this, I think, nothing has happened. So these are the main concern, everybody. So these, I think, at least they have a clear mind, whatever proposal. These, I think, should be responded positively by all people of Kampung Baru.
Haji Shamsuri, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. Welcome.
That was Shamsuri Suradi, Honourable Secretary of the Malay Agricultural Settlement Administration Board, talking to us about the redeveloping of Kampung Baru. And so it turns out we're wrong. The survey is probably a good idea.
It probably is a good idea, though I think there must still be some concerns. I just wonder if for some of the locals there, it might just be because they've been living there for so long, and maybe it's an unclear communication in terms of how the redevelopment will actually look like. Perhaps there needs to be clearer visuals about what the government is actually planning on turning Kampung Baru into.
Yeah, and also I think a sense of openness that once I've communicated these visuals to you, it's not like they can't change.
Yeah.
Because I think the worry is also that you will just be bulldozed, that you're going to be told, no, this is what we want. So once you sell, we're all good. You know, there still has to be some notion of this is going ahead, but we are listening. We are open to listen.
Yeah, it's also that point where actually how much faith does the public put into those public inquiries or public assessments, right? And whether or not once you opt in, is there a chance at all to opt out of the system?
So we still have some not questions so much as comments and stories and, you know, just sort of thoughts that are being shared about the issue of death when it comes to immigration detention centres, when it comes to detention centres as a whole. And we will get to them after the 7 o'clock news. You can keep it coming, whether it's about redeveloping Kampung Bahru, whether it's about immigration detention centres, or for that matter, redevelopments in Penang, because that's what's coming your way after the 7 o'clock news. That number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.